This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. What?
Are you taking us until 2?
Yeah, I don't have a guest to replay.
All right.
I miss being on the radio so much. I haven't booked any guests this week. I'm like, you know, I like
talking. Mean, there's, you know what? It's a weird situation we're in now because there's really, like, to have somebody on to talk about all of our situations, we already know. Everybody already knows. We just confirming it.
Like, yeah, what else can we say?
You already know the Panthers. Everybody's out.
Yep.
Right? And now we're starting to see what it's like to play without some of your stars, okay? So we got to be patient with that. We already know that. Having a hockey hornet on is going to do what, right?
We save the hockey hornet when we need the hockey hornet.
Right. You know? Then basketball. We want to have them for basketball. We just interviewed everybody. We can tell you ourselves.
Right.
And then football. Do we really want to have conversations about that?
Not right.
Hell, I just did half a week with Dono, right?
Oh, yeah, you don't need to talk Canes.
We don't need to talk Canes.
Did you see yesterday Cristobal with the SMU clip where he's like, where Joe Zagacki is on the coach's show, and Joe Zagacki's like, well, obviously we saw who the more talented team was out there and, you know, gives them all the numbers, and he's just like, well, I wouldn't say that we were definitely the more talented team. You know, they got good talent. I was just like,
Wait, you can't.
Wait, what?
Hold on. Let me explain something to you, right? The way you lost that game, by getting pushed around, manhandled, them treating you like you've been treating teams, don't ever insult yourself by coming and saying, I think we were more talented. Really?
No, he said that he thinks that they were just as talented, SMU. And I'm like, really?
Just as?
You really?
I got to tell
that?
You, like, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem, right, is that the reasons for taking an L can never be they were better. You always want to go to, well, we did this, well, we did that, well, we did that. When you watch that game, aside from the mistakes, all the things that you have been doing to teams, they did to you. And you didn't never at no point in time reapplied the pressure. That means that you didn't fight physicality with physicality because you couldn't run the football. So give them their credit, lick your wounds, and move on.
Yeah, but how many people would really say like SMU is a more talented team than the Canes?
You know why? Because all you're doing is looking at SMU and the Canes.
No, I'm
Miami
not.
Hurricane.
Like, hold on.
Did you watch the game?
I understand.
Who was the better team?
A better team? Like, it's tough. Like, I think that you could say that a team played better, but I don't think that anybody would look at roster for roster. Who would you say is more talented? Like, I think the people would say the Canes. Like, the Canes are going to probably have a top five pick at defensive end get taken. Mm-hmm. They probably got a first round pick on their offensive line, maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
They have the best freshman receiver in the country.
Then why, with all that talent, why the last 2 weeks?
I don't know. But that's, I think, the point is, like, when you say, oh, they have just as much talent, it kind of feels like to me you're misguiding your coaching.
Here's what I would say. I would say if you believe that, and there's a lot of people that believe that, and that's fine, don't say it in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. Okay, because what you're doing is, when you say something like that after a team just beat you, you're putting the loss on something else other than the game for whatever reason. Oh, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, if we had done these things. No.
But if you lose to a team that has inferior talent, I think as a coach, and you say that they have inferior talent.
Sometimes you could get slapped around.
I'm sure you could, but I think if you say that, then that's an indictment on you. Because if you
correct.
If you have the more talented team and you get out physical and out coached,
ideally,
then I put it on Mario.
Ideally.
Which is what always everybody does, because they always say he has a ton of talent and never can get over the hump.
Ideally, yes. If there's just a way of kind of breaking it down, yes. If you lose to a team that has less talent than you and they just have a game plan that puts you in tough spots, that's coaching. I would say, but yeah, man, like it's just tough that, and why is it always the same time every year?
I don't know.
It's like everybody gets comfortable, right? I remember playing on really good teams. It's like the coaching became more difficult the farther you got along the season because they wanted to make sure you didn't lose nothing. To understand that, okay, now we're 7-0, we're 8-0, we're 9-1, and the stakes are getting higher because you know at the end of the year, regardless of what you think, we're going to play Ohio State. Or regardless of what you think about when we were 15-1, when it got to the last four games,
mm-hmm.
We had to win every game because then Atlanta would have got the home field advantage because they were 14-2. So we were practicing hard as hell every week.
Why does every time that this happens and we crumble, we have to get punished by going to a Pop-Tart bowl? Can we get some cooler bowls to go to?
No, dude, you get what you earn.
I understand.
You get what you earn.
But they have breakfast. They have breakfast food as their sideline.
You get, like, what you want? You want Tony Romo's rib bowl?
Send me that. Yeah, I would love. Actually, I would. Hey. I would love ribs.
Dude, the barbecue bowl?
The Pop-Tart bowl. I was looking at the list. Manny Navarro tweeted it out, and it was just like Pop-Tart bowl, pinstripe lawnmower bowl.
It's crazy to me. And I don't know if this is a conference thing or a Miami thing. You go 10-2 during the course of a season, right? You beat some highly ranked teams, you're probably going to have beaten a couple of teams that might be in the playoffs, right? And your reward, the best they can come up with, is Pop-Tart or Pinstripe Bowl?
That's crazy. Yeah, I know.
Think about that. Like, if put it this way. I played in two bowls my all 4 years. I played in three Rose Bowls and one Hall of Fame game, which was in Tampa or Orlando. I think Tampa, right? But here's the kicker. Guess who we played against?
Who?
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they tried, like, hey, it was like Michigan, Alabama. Look, we know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all not going to go to, you know, a great bowl. But
right.
How about y'all come down here to sunny Florida and y'all play each other. And then you can save face by saying we played a quality team.
Ricardo says, stop insulting the Pop-Tarts, Leroy. Look, I like Pop-Tarts.
Right? They lost me when they went Girl Scout flavors.
I also like the trophy. It's a toaster. I like, in general, I think the Pop-Tart Bowl is a fun bowl. It's just a sad, but it is a sad bowl to go to.
Is it a January 1st bowl?
I don't even remember.
When's
I remember,
the last time I remember they played January 1st bowl?
I remember last year that everybody got mad because Cam Ward only played a half. And everybody was like, oh, how could you quit on your team, Cam Ward? I'm like, he's playing for breakfast.
And like, it was already a predetermined thing. Mario kind of screwed it up when he was explaining.
Oh, yeah, shocking. Mario Cristobal screwed it up with some quotes.
And, I mean, he just...
You mean the guy who says, Joe, I'm no BS, Joe. I'm no... You know me. No BS. It's like, oh
but,
really? Yeah, you're no BS until, like...
Put on this rain suit.
Yeah, you're no BS.
Because it's getting thick.
Yeah, you're no BS until it comes to actually having expectations. You're no BS until I need to figure out how do I not blow a game by taking a knee? How do I not? I know, clock manager, but you're no BS. No BS, Joe. You know that.
No, they haven't done that this year because they got a clock manager guru.
That's right. Yeah. No BS. You know me. No BS.
I mean, like, look, I get it. I understand it. But, like,
I'm lashing out. I understand. I'm just getting tired.
At what point, when this has happened to you, in every place you've been. So, Oregon, you say the same things, right? End of the year, can't win a big game. Why? Come down to Miami, last 2 years. Granted, last year's situation was much worse than this situation because you had no defense.
Yep.
But now, we're in the same boat again. So, did it matter that you had no defense or is it something else going on?
You're just losing now, different. It's just different.
So my question to you is, if... We sit and talk every week about how the players have developed and how much they put in to get better year after year. But yet, the same things keep happening every year.
I know.
Why don't you try something different?
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens is early on in games, right, they're very aggressive. You know, no huddle, whole lot of stuff, getting the ball outside or whatever. Then they get a lead and they become very, very, very kind of...
Conservative?
Yes. Yeah. I won't say conservative, but you want to try to run the football
more.
You get
squeaky cheeks.
So, but my thing is that can we come up with a game plan that still allows us to be more aggressive?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? Like you can be... Here, you can be physical and be aggressive.
This is Mario Cristobal when he gets a lead, but he doesn't want to blow the lead. Although he probably sounds tougher.
He's down there making 2-carat diamonds.
Hold on, these are tough cheeks.
Here's one.
Take a break. We're back after this.
Flawless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dennis Cooper of the True Crime Podcast Culpable, where we tell real stories of unexplained crimes. In this raw, immersive series, we investigate a variety of cases to determine why they remain unsolved and what we can do to change that. Binge all seasons of Culpable wherever you get your podcasts.